Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
What's up, Spartans? Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. You know, life throws a lot at us. Deadlines, traffic jams, trying to figure out what that weird noise in your basement is. It's enough to make you want to just pull the covers over your head and hide. But there's one thing that can cut through all the chaos and bring clarity and connection: effective communication. And trust me, this isn't just about saying the right words. It's a superpower that can transform your relationships, from the romantic kind to friendships and even those awkward family gatherings. Ever felt like you're talking in circles with someone? Or maybe you've said something without truly meaning it, leading to a major misunderstanding? Yeah, we've all been there. But today, we're going to unlock the secrets of clear communication so you can build stronger bonds and navigate those tricky conversations like a pro. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will level up your communication game. First, active listening is non-negotiable. I mean, really listen. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and focus on what the other person is saying. Don't just wait for your turn to speak. Try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want someone tuning you out mid-story, right? It's about showing respect and creating a genuine connection. Second, be specific and clear. Vague statements like, "I'm not happy," can leave people clueless about what's really bothering you. Instead, try saying something like, "When you didn't call me back last night, I felt worried and hurt, because it made me feel like our plans weren't important." See the difference? It's all about painting a clear picture so the other person understands exactly where you're coming from. Third, use I statements instead of blaming language. You know what I'm talking about. That finger-pointing stuff that can quickly turn a conversation into a battleground. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel bad," try something like, "I feel hurt when you say things like that." This shifts the focus from blame to your own feelings and experiences. Fourth, embrace feedback. It's not easy to hear criticism, but it can be incredibly valuable for growth. When someone gives you feedback, don't take it personally. Instead, try to see it as an opportunity to learn and improve. Ask clarifying questions to make sure you understand their perspective, and then thank them for their honesty. Remember, feedback is a gift, even if it's not wrapped in pretty paper. And finally, never underestimate the power of saying, "I love you." It's simple, yet incredibly powerful. Express your love regularly, whether through words, actions, or gestures. Let those special people in your life know how much they mean to you. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with your significant other. You've both had long days, and things are feeling a bit tense. You start talking about chores, and suddenly, bam, the conversation takes a turn for the worse. Instead of blaming each other or getting into a heated argument, remember these key takeaways. Take a deep breath, practice active listening, and try expressing your feelings using I statements. For example, instead of saying, "You never help around here," you could say something like, "I feel overwhelmed when the house is messy, and I would really appreciate it if we could work together to keep things tidy." See? It's all about focusing on your own feelings and needs while still being respectful of the other person. Remember, Spartans, effective communication isn't just a skill. It's a superpower that can transform your relationships and bring more joy and connection into your life. So, go out there and practice those techniques. Listen actively. Be clear and specific. Use I statements, embrace feedback, and never underestimate the power of saying, I love you. Now go forth and conquer those conversations with confidence. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And as always, keep crushing it. Until next time, Spartans.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.